60-year-old James Uker Eskridge maneuvers his small boat toward a distant dock where local watermen have built small wooden houses to protect their crab pots, refrigerators, and freezers. Tangier is considered the soft crab capital of the world, its residents depending on blue crabs and oysters for more than 200 years. As we approach the dock, Eskridge is greeted by four cats he rescued as kittens.
We were having a tropical system, and there was a tree stump drifting through in the storm with four kittens hanging onto it. So I went out and picked them up, and they've been here ever since. We're a conservative group. It's Sam Alito and John Roberts, Condi Rice, and Ann Coulter.
That's right. Eskridge, who is the mayor of Tangier, named his cats for two conservative justices on the Supreme Court, a conservative TV commentator, and a former Secretary of State appointed by George W. Bush. Outside his house on the island, he flies the American and Israeli flags, along with a third, proclaiming his devotion to Donald Trump.
He protects religious liberties. He's a friend of Israel. Tangier's a huge supporter of Israel and the Jewish people.
Why is that?
It's biblical. God said, who blesses the Jews, I will bless, and who curses them, I will curse. That's clear enough.
He spoke of his fondness for Trump during an interview with CNN. What would you like to tell the president if you could, a reporter asked. Tell him I love him like family, Eskridge replied. As it happened, Trump was watching, and he asked his staff to arrange a phone call with this ardent supporter.
I was out crabbing at the time. It was on a Monday morning, and my son and another guy came to me and said that I needed to get home. The president wanted to talk to me, and so I said, President of what? He said, President of the United States, Donald Trump's going to give you a phone call, and I thought somebody was joking.
Eskridge headed home, and the call came that afternoon.
The lady said, I'm with the office of the president. President Trump would like to speak with you if it's possible. And I said, it is possible. So we chatted for, I guess, 10 minutes or so and just talked about sea level rise, climate change, which we're on the same page with. We're not on board with that.
Despite the fact that Tangier loses 9 acres of land a year, Eskridge and many others on this island do not believe in sea level rise. They insist their problem is erosion.
We can see the erosion going on. You can see it weekly. But the sea level rise, we just don't see it happening.
What they do see is water everywhere. At high tide, it comes up through the sewers and ground, leaving many yards and streets flooded. Tourists can't understand why local residents aren't alarmed.
They'll see the kids playing in the water on the streets, and it doesn't concern me because I did the same thing when I was a boy. So it's nothing new.
What is new is a determination to get government help in building a seawall around Tangier. Eskridge discussed it with the president, who suggested officials should speed up a study of that idea. Since then, the mayor has met with the Secretary of the Interior and the head of Fish and Wildlife, two agencies that could provide funding for such a project. The Army Corps of Engineers is asking Congress for money to do a study, and the state has pledged to start work this year on a $3 million seawall to protect Tangier Harbor. In the meantime, residents are facing the prospect of losing their homes and their history, but few are ready to leave. We'll tell you why in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.